Chapter 3, Archangel of Justice. Kara turned her attention to her German Shepherd dog, Ragel. Ragel was trained to assist in post-traumatic stress, PTSD, circumstances. He is a service dog under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. He will alert, alarm, and attend to Kara when she re-experiences trauma. The trauma is not entirely based in Kara's military career, but untangling other sources has not, as yet, been wholly forthcoming. The Veterans Administration, the VA, assigned Ragel to Kara after his training. He was named by his trainer. Kara found it surprisingly synchronistic that her dog's name is Ragel. Archangel Ragel is one of the seven archangels in the Book of Enoch, whose function is to take vengeance on the world. He is referred to as the Archangel of Justice, Fairness, and Harmony. His name means Friend of God. Kara has a brass statue of the Winged Angel of Justice. She is holding the scales of justice in her left hand and a sword in her right. Her eyes are uncovered. Blind justice theory is an intriguing subject to Kara. She had appeared in both federal and state courts in Florida, United States Court for the Middle District of Florida and State Court for the 13th Judicial Circuit. The courthouse in downtown Tampa is home to a striking statue, a 15-foot sculpture of Lady Justice entitled Veritas et Justitia, which means truth and justice in Latin. The statue stands at the entrance to the courthouse. And now, Kara's best friend is Ragel. Kara sighed serenely, lowered her eyes, and envisioned the Archangel of Justice holding a sword. She called to mind the ancient Mayan altar where her powerful seizure of the golden cup saved the mystical chalice from destruction. The chalice is mine now. I must protect it, Kara was thinking. Kara recognized that never before had she experienced this dream, vision, where the priest was killed or harmed in any way. There was much more for her to discover. Tomorrow, Kara is to meet with a panel of three attorneys who will decide if their law firm will extend an invitation to her to take on a case of a young woman in a coma-like state who is being tube-fed. The dispute deals with the woman's husband, also the guardian, who wants to stop tube-feeding and allow the woman to die, and the comatose woman's parents, who want to keep her alive. There is no advance directive, which living will, or other documents to decide the matter. In this time of great religiosity and conservative political and societal control, the conflict has grown exponentially. The old culture wars of 50 years ago seem to have risen their ugly heads. Maybe this has something to do with Kara's dream.